Proclamation number 6159 of 9th of January, 1955. Direct revelation of God. I can only dictate my word into the pen of a few, because only a few have the will and faith to be addressed by me. Many would still have the ability to hear me, because the conditions for this are only love and desire for truth. But the most important thing is to believe that I reveal myself directly, that I express myself through my spirit. And as a result of such faith, now the conscious listening inwards. But people lack this faith, and I cannot express myself audibly despite their unbelief. I must demand this faith. I must demand that man comes to me, speaks to me and expects my answer. Because such is founded in my eternal order. But why do people not believe that I speak to them? That I prove my nearness, my presence, to them by sending them my word? This is a sign that they do not yet recognize me myself as I want to be recognized. That they still look for me in the distance, that they think of me more as a God than as a Father. That they also cannot measure my infinite love which seeks contact with the living creations. It is a sign that I have not been properly introduced to people, that they do not recognize my nature, which is pure love. Just as on earth a person seeks union with that which he loves, so too I demand. As the eternal love. For union with that which has emerged from my love. This awareness alone would also make the human being believe that my presence now also proves that I speak to the one who has intimately united with me. Many people do not deny an expression of my presence either, yet they only regard experiences, providence and help in earthly adversity as signs of my presence. But they doubt a directly spoken word. And therefore they can never hear my voice within themselves because they don't expect it, because they don't listen inwardly. Because they don't open themselves to my address. And this unbelief prevents me from manifestly appearing there where love and desire for truth exist. Where it would be possible for me to express myself and much blessing could arise from this for humanity, which would believe those revelations more than the revelations of such people who are known and completely apart from ecclesiastical circles, establish the connection with me in such intimacy and believe that I speak to them. And through this faith thus prepare themselves as a receiving station for my word, which always and forever resounds as the Father's evidence of love for his children. They find little faith, and delicious words of life therefore remain without effective strength. Delicious spiritual knowledge remains unnoticed and could spread so much light in the darkness of humanity's spirit. People do not believe the most natural thing, that the Father speaks to his children, and therefore they also doubt my infinite love which wants to reveal itself to my children. They don't recognize my nature, which is only love. But they presume to doubt or reject the expressions of my love. And this is also done by such people who would be able to receive my word themselves but make it impossible through their unbelief. And therefore only a few sources have been tapped where the water of life, the pure gospel, can be drawn. But I will not let these few sources dry up either, and I will do everything to protect them. I will have the access to these springs guarded by my angels. I will not allow the fountain of life to be buried by hostile influence. I myself will be the guardian of the garden where the spring of the water of life is opened up. And I will show everyone access to it where they can refresh themselves on the path of their arduous earthly journey, where they can receive delicacies as long as they are of good will and, believing in my love, also want to receive the gifts of love from my hand. The people need my word which is offered to them in all purity. They need it on the path upwards. They need strength and light which they can only draw from my word which is blessed with my strength. Amen.